Okay, your education. Where did you go to grade school?
The Catholic school in Coffeyville, Kansas, Holy Name School. I went there up until sixth grade and then switched to Lenape High School, which was in Oklahoma, Nowata County. And the reason I switched is because Coffeyville, Holy Name School, did not go into middle school and high school. I think at first they went up to eighth grade, and then there was a shortage of nuns, and so they, I know the school is still there, but I'm not sure what grade they go to now, but I switched over for middle school at Lenape High School.
Okay, and your faith in the family must, in your religion and Catholicism, must have been really strong in the family since they made sure you were attending a Catholic school?
Yes, my mother drove, like I said, Coffeyville was 10 to 12 miles from our ranch house. And, you know, by the time she got to the school, it was probably, let's say, 15 miles. So she drove 60 miles a day just to get us back and forth to the Catholic school. Hmm. My father was the Catholic. My mom converted. But, yes, it was very important to them that we went to the Catholic school. And then my younger siblings did not go to the Catholic school. My oldest brother and I did. Then by the time they started to come along, the middle siblings, my mom had to make a decision. Did she leave to take some of us to the Catholic school in Coffeyville, or she had to get the others to the school in Lenape? So at that point, we all switched to the Lenape schools.
Mm-hmm. In high school, what was that experience like for you? Were you active in many activities?
I was. It was a small school. There were 50 students, around 50 students in my graduating class. I played basketball. There weren't a lot of other activities for us. There weren't clubs, so to speak. There was 4-H and FFA and FHA. FHA was Future Homemakers. I was not really involved that much with any of those.
Was sports becoming of interest to you? You said you played basketball. Was that a part of your life? Big part, small part?
Not as much as sports that evolved around ranch life. You know, for instance, rodeos or competing in horse shows, things like that. I was more interested in those, although I did become interested in basketball. My mom had played basketball. So that was kind of a sport. That was really the only sport available at the time for young women mm-hmm. at that school. Because, like I said, it was a very small school.
What year did you graduate?
1969.
So then what do you do?
University of Tulsa.
Was that a no-brainer? Did you hesitate? Did you shop? Or how did that kind of go?
Well, I never wanted to leave the ranch, first of all. But, of course, I knew I needed to and wanted to go to college. So I chose the college that was closest to the ranch, and that was the University of Tulsa. The other one I considered was Oklahoma State University. My mother had gone to Oklahoma State. So I considered that, but I had a strong history in Tulsa because my grandmother had three or four siblings that lived down here. So we came to Tulsa often. I was very familiar with Tulsa, and I liked Tulsa. And it was close to the ranch, and I could go home on the weekends if I wanted to.
Let's name your grandmother. What was her name?
Her name was Lila White Lowry.
All right. So at TU, what will your degree be in when you graduate?
Education. And a minor in journalism.
Okay. And why?
Education, because I could see myself maybe becoming a teacher someday, but I didn't have I wasn't completely sold on that idea. Journalism, because it was something that I can't say that I was really interested in pursuing a career in journalism, but I liked reading, I liked writing, I liked the skills that it took to minor in a journalism degree.
So there's nothing tracking in your mind right now about what could possibly have been your future. So that's not even in your wheelhouse at this point.
No, not at all. Like I said, I really thought I would probably end up on a ranch someday, whether it was staying at my own ranch and living there. I was just so happy growing up on the ranch and being with my family. Our closest neighbors were my grandmother and cousins, and they were 3 miles away, and we were all on the same ranch. So that was my you know, pretty much my entire life, and I was very happy there. So I didn't grow up dreaming of a career. And if when you think about it, in 1969, young women didn't really track that way, at least the young women in my life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But when I got to the University of Tulsa, I did become more interested in pursuing a career, and I did do my student teaching at a school here in Tulsa, and I liked that. It was in sixth grade. I was a teacher for a year in first grade, but then I became pregnant. And then I was married and became pregnant with my daughter, and I thought, I'm not really sure that I can do justice to children all day and then come home and do justice to my own child. And that's when I started to think about a career in journalism.
Okay. I've got to come back.
Okay. I know this can be confusing.
To cowboy boots.
Okay.
You must have worn and own a bunch of cowboy boots.
Yes.
Do you own any today?
One pair.
Do you wear them anywhere?
I wear them sometimes. If I go to the ranch, I'll wear them. If I go to Pawhuska, I went there recently, I wore them.
Sure, yeah. Well, you deserve to be able to wear them. You earned the right.
I think when I interviewed Reed Drummond, I wore my cowboy boots that day. It depends on the occasion.
And this is a unique experience. You have an interviewer interviewing an interviewer.
Yes.
And so, but it works out fine.
And I realize we're jumping around a little, but I did not have a linear life. I didn't start with a plan and end with a plan.